Welcome to GQHQPQ. My name is Mark, and I'm here with Scott.
Hello.
With Louie.
Hello.
And with our special guest today, Julie.
Hello.
Julie, where are you from?
Well, today I'm wearing two hats. Oh. And I am part of a really cool charity, local charity called Kids Love Clothes. And I also have a design agency called 39 Steps. And we're just based along the road in Morningside.
Oh, lovely. Oh,
nice.
All right. Well, I guess the obvious question is, why not 40 or 38?
So 39 Steps is it's a name of a book that was written.
Right.
A long, long time ago, and our first office when we set up almost 16 years ago was based in Flesh Market Close.
Ooh.
And there's a kind of a theme at the time around agencies that were setting up to kind of call themselves something to do with where they were.
Oh, right.
So there's lots of, you might have heard of the Leith agency, really popular ad agency. There was New Haven, there's One O'Clock Gun, there was lots of ones that are to do with where they were. And our Flesh Market Close is a set of steps up from Waverley Station. And we thought, came across the name 39 Steps. And actually, in the book and in the film, the characters run through Waverley Station. And we could hear every single tannoy announcement from our very, very small CD tenement room that we were calling an office studio. And then actually about 2 weeks later, after we registered the name with Company Size, I counted the steps and there were actually 39.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
So, coincidences.
Yeah, in a weird twist of fate, we then moved 5 years later, because we outgrew that office, to Great King Street, and there was only 17 steps.
Oh.
And the couriers would tell us, thinking that we hadn't noticed this before. And now we're in Morningside, and the place that we're in, a beautiful Georgian building, there are, completely coincidentally, 39 steps from the bottom to the top.
Oh, amazing.
Wow. That's
terrific.
So we can't move ever.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, you'll never get that again.
It's a real broad fear back.
Yeah,
now.
But people remember it, so it's quite nice.
Yeah, that's cool. Good. Yeah.
So it wasn't part of your search. You weren't looking specifically.
Yeah. No, not at all. Not at all. We're not some sort of real estate nightmare or something. Yeah.
They don't really list that kind of thing, do they?
How many steps?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, so fabulous. And what do you do at the design agency?
So I'm the gaffer, and I did illustration and design at college. And but now I don't do any of that. I hire people that are way better than me to do that. And we are involved in four aspects, pillars of our business. There's marketing, where we do a bit of an audit for businesses, and plan and strategy about what they're looking to do. We brand and rebrand businesses, and help them kind of focus on what their why is. We design websites and develop those and help to find them and their businesses to grow. And the fourth pillar is kind of all the other bits in between, so kind of writing content, creating content, animation, photography, exhibition graphics, design, and all manner of things in between. So it's a lot of fun. It's very competitive, but it's a lot of fun.
And
we've got a wide variety of clients that we really thoroughly enjoy working with.
That's really good.
So how many people are in the office?
There's eight in the team, and six are based there, and we have two wonderful people that help us out regularly as well. Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, we also have a dog, because every self-respecting agency needs to have a canine pal that comes in.
Yes.
And we have two, actually, that on occasion come in, so yeah.
What are they?
Yeah, sorry?
What are they?
Well, we've got the details.
Gyoza, it's very important.
Please.
Gyoza, who is this gorgeous pug.
Uh-huh.
And Gyoza's Japanese for dumpling. Yeah. And her mummy's called Eri, and Eri's our Japanese designer, so that's that. And then we also have a wee Maggie, who comes in to see us, and she's a mini schnauzer. So she's just a puppy, but she's so well behaved. She's lovely.
That's nice.
Yeah, so that's lovely.
That's what we're missing here.
Yeah.
What dog would you guys get?
Office dog.
We've had office dogs in.
It sounds like we're bad at looking after
them. Yeah. And then they never leave.
We've had a series of them. We've had cameo appearances by
dogs. We've looked after dogs here.
We had a black lab and
I don't know what the other one was.
Cocker Spaniel.
Oh, Lovely.
And then we didn't get anything done.
Yeah. this is the challenge.
Even less done than normal.
We decided to take a break from the podcast. So
Oh, look at the good boys.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. That sounds really good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They ran an iron ship when they were here, though.
Yeah.
The dogs. Yeah. Demanding all their attention all the time.
Yeah, that's true. It was tough work.
After the novelty wears off, then I think it'd be quite a good thing.
Yeah.
But if we're always getting different dogs in, then...
Yeah. You need exciting. The same one to come in so you can get some stuff done. But Gyoza and Maggie, they just sleep under the desks. But if their fire engine or a siren goes past on Morningside Roads, there's quite a lot of those. And so we know all about it because Gyoza goes absolutely mental. So, yeah.
Yeah, we got Goose for that here.
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't like the loud noises.
Yeah, I feel much more comfortable when he's lying at my feet.
It's a bit weird to start with.
But you get used to
quite homely after a while.
When the Goose is away, we come out to play.
He's not here to defend himself.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe we shouldn't ask this question, but with a designer's eye, what do you think of our logo itself?
It's recognizable. I've seen it actually outside pubs on a label. So I think what you've done there with the whole gooseneck turning into a question mark, yeah, very clever.
Wish I could take credit.
Yeah.
Thanks, Scott.
Literally, none of us.
You're welcome,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Oh, you've got something to work with there, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, good work, everyone.
Good work. Everyone's recognized it before, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
We make it recognizable, that's fine.
That's right. Although Goose always says he wishes he doesn't call it Goose's Quizzes anymore.
Yeah, you want to name it after yourself.
Yeah, he feels a bit embarrassed by it now.
Oh, what would you call it then?
Well, I don't know. That's the thing. It's Mark's now Goose's Quizzes. Yeah. It is funny. I mean, it has nothing to do with quizzing, but it is definitely recognizable to see a goose.
Yeah, and in a question mark. I think. I don't think there's any need to change it.
No, perfect.
Yeah. We got the seal of approval.
We got the seal of approval.
Two thumbs up.
Very good, very good.
It's 100% track record now.
You know, I've always been interested in design. Even as a kid, one of my favorite things was just opening books of flags and looking through flags.
Okay.
Oh, God. What? You always do this, Mike.
I don't always bring it up. I don't bring it up that often.
Someone here knows all the national flags in the world.
Is that right? And it isn't you, Lee, right?
And a lot of the subnational flags
and
as well.
Random flags as well that aren't even countries anymore.
Okay.
And regional flags and pirate flags.
The main one with the...
It's Mark.
Yeah.
Just to spoil it. Mark knows all the flags in the world.
It's really
party
impressive.
Trick.
It is.
It was a cool party
we
trick.
We spent about 15 minutes at our staff party just like Googling...
Flags.
Like Google Images, what's this one? And Mark would just be like, oh, that's the old Serbian flag from before the Queen had her birthday on, you know.
Wow, that's pretty
right.
Cool.
Yeah.
But they're so graphical though, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And they, because it's the country's brand in a way.
Yeah.
And so I don't know why I've just always been fascinated by them. And some are just terrible. Like, too busy.
Careful. Yeah. What are you going to say?
No, I'm not going to say any.
Yeah. No.
Names,
you can slander them. Which is your least favorite flag?
You know what? It's a very busy flag. The United States flag. Very busy flag. Too many stripes.
There's
too many stars.
Too much going on.
Too much going on.
Have you rebranded it in your head?
I think they could go just one star, one stripe. There you go. No, I haven't rebranded it in my head. I don't know how it would look, but we could go minimalist on it, I'm sure.
Okay, interesting.
No, but
we can email America.
Yeah, we'll find out if they're interested in a rebrand.
They want a rebrand.
We'll fire up Microsoft Paint later and we can have a bash.
Maybe
at
just
it.
One star that is 50 points. No, that's too busy.
Oh.
But tell you some of my favorites.
Oh, go ahead.
Please do.
Well, Botswana, just for its color, you know, sky blue with white and black is very nice. But I think Lebanon has a tree in the middle, which is very cool.
Okay.
It's a national symbol, and yet it's distinctive. No other countries have a tree in the middle. And I don't know, if there's too many stripes, wrong colors, I don't know. It just,
you just hate
to
stripes.
Look at them.
Clashes.
Yeah,
that's
basically.
Your main thing.
Too many stripes.
Too many stripes. Not good.
Clashing colors. Mauritius has four stripes, which is maybe one stripe too many. But Seychelles also has four stripes, but they put them at an angle, so it works.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
You should we'll
come
move in,
on
you
this,
know,
but,
intern with us for a bit.
If a country
but what I wanted
reminded.
To say from the beginning, I didn't want to get into it too deeply, but...
Hate the American flag.
No, I just think it's very busy. But
if he burns it later on, it's for aesthetic reasons.
Which flag is it that is looks like the American flag but just has one star? Because that was in a quiz question I was at not that long
ago. Liberia. Liberia.
Oh, right. So which it's not based, a state or something.
No, which based their flag on the U.S. flag.
Oh.
Yeah. But Malaysia also has a lot of stripes, but it has a sun and I think a crescent in the spot where the stars are for the states.
Nice.
Yeah. But what I wanted to say, sorry, was...
Before you brought this up.
I brought the flags up, but... Did you have something similar? Were you into
design
or logos or something as a kid?
What do you nerd about?
Yeah. Well, I suppose my career path has been pretty boring because ever since I was a teenager, I always knew I wanted to do something in design. And I always knew I wanted to work for myself. So I entered a competition when I was about 16 to redesign the Fife Council branding.
Right. Oh, yeah, wow.
The logo for Fife Council.
Fife Council flag.
Actually, we're really quite cool now. And it went...
Clashing colours.
It was a competition that went out council-wide, I suppose. And that's where I grew up partially in Fife. Mm. So I entered that just because, for a laugh. And I remember my art teacher interrupting my higher French class, a French exam. Oof. He came into the hall, interrupted it, and hauled me out of the French exam to tell me that I had been shortlisted.
Oh.
I hadn't won, but I'd been shortlisted. But I thought, that's a really unconventional way to tell somebody. I didn't do particularly well in that exam in the end. I was great, you know. So and alongside actual agencies, so I thought, I can do this. And looking back, it's quite funny because I look back at what I submitted, you think there's absolutely no way that could ever work. Oh, I mean, there was just no way. And now we've got another bridge. So mine was based in the two bridges. Now we've got another bridge. I need to sort of wangle that in there somewhere.
Oh, right.
Wangle.
Three bridges is just enough, though. No more than three bridges.
Yeah.
Come on, too busy. Calm down.
Yeah. looks like a stripe.
But you know the bit of trivia about the three bridges there, though, don't you?
What is it? Probably loads.
Is it not... this is the only body of water in the world that's got three working bridges that go across it.
Oh,
cool. That were built in three different centuries.
That's
nice. Go.
Isn't that cool?
That is a fun fact.
That's good. Yeah. The 19th, the 20th, and the 21st.
Yeah. Cool.
Thank you, Mark.
Just to make sure.
Yeah. I don't know where I read that.
I'm very in this old Roman bridge there.
Just the 12th century, the 19th century.
Oh. I don't know when this podcast is going to be... put out in the 22nd.
True, yeah.
In 90 years' time.
Yeah, that's right.
A hidden gem.
Just gotta make sure. Yeah.
Oh, kids, listen.
Lock it in the time capsule.
Oh. I mean, the Fife logo is pretty terrible now, so.
Well, it's 20 odd years old. Yeah.
Oh, they've not changed it since then?
No, it's not been changed, no.
Oh, time for another rebrand.
Oh, no. I know, yeah.
So anyone listening from Fife?
Fife Council.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Time to freshen up.
So no.
Oh well, that's really cool then. So you were
and I was always kind of drawing things and I don't know, doodling my friends and I would sell pictures of my friends, a pound a pop. I remember that. And it's quite nice because now and again, people pop on Facebook or whatever, Instagram, go, oh, Joseph, I've just found this picture, in their loft. Cool. They're like, oh yeah, that's really funny. So they obviously kept them. Yeah.
Nice.
So yeah. Oh, I've always been interested in it.
No, oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what makes a good logo for you?
It has to really work in black and white for a start. Mm-hmm. Some of the classic logos you see now, even for that were designed in the 60s or 50s or 60s, it just looks so good.
Mm.
And a lot of the time you just see them in black and white. They look great. So a decent logo has to be simple and really work well in black and white. Yeah.
Mm.
And then start looking at the colour. So when we're presenting ideas to a client, you always show what it would look like in mono. That term. Mm-hmm. And then you sort of say, right, and these are the kind of colours that we would like to apply to it, as part of your brand colours. And that bit can sometimes change. But yeah, it's got to be simple. It's clever, ideally. Mm. Because there's a lot of people out there who, just because they've got a Mac and Photoshop or whatever, suddenly they're a designer. It's a very, very low barrier to entry in our industry. So many people can get away with things that look okay.
Yeah. There's probably a lot probably that goes fairly, into,
sorry?
There's probably a lot that goes into logos. There's probably like 39 steps.
We don't want to bore people, but yeah. Yeah, there is a lot. Yeah. So we were just seeing a client this morning and it was wonderful because we'd gone through a couple of iterations for their logo, but they were bowled over and they're really, really happy. And, you know, they had to share it with a much wider team and say, right, guys, this is what we've decided to do. And kind of they had to sell it into their team and they were really happy to do that. And the team were unanimous and thinking, great, we're really behind us and dead engaged and they're enthused. So you don't want to do change for change's sake, but sometimes it can just really help refocus a company and just help them inject a bit of energy again and engage new people with a brand. And yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It's great fun.
I remember when Instagram changed its logo from the old fashioned almost camera with so many colors and brown and so many shades, and it went to this kind of gradient pink and orange and thing. I remember everyone was like, "Oh, this is silhouetted. This is ridiculous. This is terrible." You know,
I prefer it.
But yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
Now you couldn't even imagine going.
I totally forgot what the old one looked like.
Yeah, could you even imagine that now? It seems impossible.
So, yeah, it's a bit of a train thing, though. You know, the whole kind of smoky rainbow shades unicorn thing, and also kind of ribbon effect is quite trendy at the moment as well. We're seeing, but yeah. So there's certain things that are kind of iconic that will never date, and then other things where you sort of look and go, in 5 years' time, we're going to be changing that again.
Yeah.
But such is life.
That's probably a metaphor for what Instagram is.
Yeah.
That's true. Deep.
Yeah.
That's deep, Scott.
I read it somewhere.
What do you do if you've worked, worked all this time and you've come up with this amazing thing and you know that it's better, it's far better.
Yeah.
And they're just like, it's not really calling.
Not
us,
really doing it for me. Well,
do you get that? Do you get this kind
of? On occasion we definitely do. But we are really quite tight with our briefs at the beginning.
Right.
I don't mean the pants. We have to be really sort of. We want to kind of mine information from a client as to who their audience is. So we have to be mindful of who they're trying to attract, where they want to go as a business. And what are their values and really what's their why? Like why is it they do what they do? And our job then is to kind of distill that down into a mark, an identity that encompasses that. But it's not just the logo, it's then how that's applied and a kind of a fonts and colours and even the tone of voice that you would write web copy all kind of ties together. So the logo encompasses a lot, but it can't just do all of those things just in one tiny emblem. It has to be part of a whole. So we do on occasion have to get clients that go, but we might have, we're always presenting several, it's never just one.
Yeah,
but what we'll not do is present 20 and then just say to somebody, just pick one, which is what about all these online resources do. So you have, going back to the people with a Mac and a copy of Photoshop that's probably a bit hooky somewhere, creating like 99 designs or something. Oh, it just makes me shudder. But if somebody really values their business and wants it to be presented well, then they should invest in having people who know what they're doing understand them and kind of create something that really encapsulates them properly.
Oh, wow. That's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite logo?
Oh, no, don't ask me that.
Top 15 logos, come on.
No, God, no. God, there's so many. No.
Sounds like a BuzzFeed. Yeah,
there's so many.
Which logo are you?
Yeah. Oh, that's too hard. Oh, you shouldn't ask me that.
That's fine. We can edit in after.
Yeah, you can have a think about it.
I will. Okay.
Do you have a favorite one, Louis?
A favorite logo?
Yeah.
I can't think now to say that. All I can think of is sports teams' logos.
Well, there's also logos too.
Yeah. There's also like brands, is it the logo you like or is it the ethics behind the brand? So it's because it's emotive actually.
This is deep now.
It does get a bit deep. I just like drawing pretty pictures.
Yeah, the window for a while. If anyone has one, they can say no.
I can't think of.
It's not as clear cut as flags.
I know, but a flag is a country's logo. I like that idea.
That's it. It's a good tagline as well.
Yeah. Flag.
Your country's logo.
Yeah.
It's for the flag company. That's a
yeah, if you're going to make a spinoff here, Mark.
Yeah. New Mexico has a good flag, too. It's really, it's yellow. Not many flags are yellow. And in the middle, it's got a nice, I think, an indigenous logo, which is two kind of crossed
That is a
lines.
Nice flag, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when Mark takes the top off, just flags. just all over.
Flag right.
All my favorite
Chest,
flags.
Legs, flags everywhere.
Flags everywhere.
This looks like bunting on him.
Brilliant. Okay.
But the other thing is mm-hmm. charity stuff.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So Kids Love Clothes is a local charity where we collect and donated clothes from families that don't need them anymore. And we give them to local families that really do. That's sort of what we do.
Nice.
And I kind of got involved. I have two sons, mm-hmm. and my youngest, they're now 9 and 6, but my youngest, when he was born, we decided that that was it, because he was just, it was just a bit, we're done, we're so done. And I wanted to give away all his stuff.
Some nice feedback.
Yeah. Oh, he knows.
Oh, good.
He's an absolute poppet now, but by God. So he was about 4 months old and thought, right, no, that's fine. Let's get rid of everything. And
But you kept your son.
Yeah, we kept him. Okay. He's all right. his big brother needed
himself.
A playmate, you know, somebody to annoy him.
Yeah, that's fair.
So yeah, we wanted to get rid of all the baby stuff and all the clothes and things, and just assumed there would be some sort of council scheme around. Mm. So we contacted our health visitor. Every family is assigned a health visitor when you have a baby. The health visitor said, no, there's no sort of council scheme existing, but you know, give this girl Fee a phone. She gave me this girl's number. And I phoned her up. So I thought, okay, I phoned Fee and just explained, you know, we want to get rid of some material and what is it you do? And probably about within half an hour, that conversation had turned into, oh, I'm going to totally help you. I can't believe you're doing this all by yourself. And, you know, it was just such a lovely conversation. And I was in tears because I was thinking, what an amazing thing it is that you do.
Well,
and
yeah.
She does it. Yeah. At the time, she was kind of doing it all by herself. She'd had a bit of help from some friends and things before, but she was on the cusp of it becoming overwhelming and too much for her to do. And she worked full time as well. So on her proper job. So we were on the cusp of moving house. We moved house and we got back in touch with Fee and I said, right, okay, now we're ready to help you. And we kind of started promoting to health visitors and the wider field for people to kind of get in touch with us. I spoke to mums and friends and of, you know, in the groups, the circles that I was now in. A lot of soft play dates and things. saying, look, you know, if you want to donate clothes, because lots of people in the same situation as me, then please give them to me. We can hand them on. And it got to the point where Fee's house was absolutely rammed, and our garage was rammed, the greenhouse was rammed, the attic was rammed. And there was so many clothes. We just had so much, and there was so much of a need, and we didn't have that many people around us that were able to help. So we then rented a space in a barn in Ratho, which is where we continue to be. That's our main base. And we're slowly taking over more and more space there. And we turned it into a proper charity a few years ago. So we gave it charity status, which meant that we could then apply for grants or approach companies and go, you know, can you guys help us, give us a bit of money to support the rent and things like that. And we just garnered a lot more people. So over the time, we've just collected fantastic volunteers, and now we've got a core base of volunteers. There's about 5 of us that are, you know, that are there all the time. So and to name check them, so there's Fee, there's Linda, there's Denise and Christine, and they're our kind of core. They're the day in, day out doing things down at the unit and pulling together wardrobes worth of clothes for kids, operationally sorting out how it gets back out to the community. So we've got Craig and Colin and Jim, who are drivers. They drive the van. We got given a grant for a van, but that was actually via my client from my agency side.
Oh,
so
right.
That was so it's nice to be able to make these sort of connections and have that platform to be able to do that. So it's kind of grown massively. And so last year we clothed 2,100 local kids. We provided each of those with a wardrobe's worth of clothes.
Wow.
And that's it ranges from 0 to 12 years old.
Yeah.
and we're averaging about 5 referrals a day at the moment.
Wow.
And we've probably saved about 30 tons in the last year going into landfill.
Wow.
So there's a lot of boxes that we kind of tick that hit social issues and things. And you hear some fantastic stories and, you know, some really heartbreaking stories as well. We don't work with families directly. It's mm-hmm. all via referral from mm-hmm. social work, health visitor and, right. and the like, because they're the ones that are, they can make the assessment of the need.
Right.
So they, so what they'll do is they'll email us in and go, right, I've got a wee boy who's 3 and his big sister who's 6, shoe size X and Y, whatever, if we know it, which is great. And then core volunteers go down to the unit and we pull together a wardrobe's worth of clothes for each kid. For a wee boy, it might be like 7 pairs of trousers, some joggers, t-shirts, long sleeves, dressing gown, pajamas, coats. If we know his shoe size, it, you know, we'll put in trainers, school shoes and wellies if we've got it.
Mm-hmm.
Basically everything that that child should need for the mm-hmm. next few months to see him to the next size.
Right.
And we also have a vast array of toys that have been donated and books. Mm. So we'll pop in those as well. And then we have a team of volunteers of ironers, and they iron it all, and it all gets ironed into these right. beautiful oh, gift bags, oh, nice lovely. Nice brown paper nice. Bags with mm-hmm. our logo on. So it's all about dignity and, mm-hmm. you know, making people feel better
yeah.
about their situation, because mm. it's not the kids' fault that they're in that situation. It's very often not the parents' fault either, and, you know, anything that we can do to help alleviate some of the pressure is really worthwhile. So...
Oh, yeah,
that
good.
Was a bit of a...
Yeah, no, that was great.
Yeah,
story.
Yeah.
So how can people help out?
in many ways. but we are really looking for people power, hashtag. We really need bodies to come down and help us in the unit and help us sort through the vast array of clothes that have been donated. The Edinburgh community and a wider community is amazing at donating clothes all over our drop-off points. We've got about 40 odd all over each postcodes.
Mm-hmm.
But what we need is help to actually sort through them all. and we're pretty, we've got a very high standard. So what goes into the bags is good stuff. And it doesn't mm-hmm. matter what brand it is. It can be Primark, Tesco, Prada, it doesn't really matter. But it's good quality and can definitely be worn again. So we need people to sort through the ages and to see that it's not been ripped or torn or stained and things like that, and help us to sort that out in our unit in Ratho. So that's what we're looking for. So people to actually, teams of people to come down, or for us to organise that we can drop off a van load of clothes to somebody's place of work or school or community hall or wherever really. Mm-hmm. And leave them to sort it out there, and we'll come and pick it up again. That would be marvellous. Yeah, anything that we can't use, it's donated to us as well. We support other charities and other organisations that can use it. So nothing that's donated to us is ever wasted. It all goes somewhere. We need help to just sift through it all, see what we've got.
Yeah, absolutely. And how can people get in touch?
Best thing to do is, and the website is in the process of going live, and hopefully by the time anybody's listening to this, it will be live.
Exciting.
Because that's with me and has been for some time. and the first instance is to email us. So they can email info@kidsloveclothes.co.uk, or you can email me direct, julie@kidsloveclothes.co.uk. And we have a very active and engaged Facebook group where people can post things and all sorts. The website as well, eventually.
Yeah, I just had a look there. I was like, oh, you got something coming up in 2015.
Yeah, it's about it. We run our quiz, our annual quiz, and it normally happens in June. And if people are interested in getting in touch for the next quiz, that would be awesome. It's normally in the first week of June. So, yeah, and that's good fun. We take over the whole of ACWA, and hopefully they'll continue to support us. And obviously Goose's quizzes are instrumental in that.
Doesn't sound
making it really hard.
I was going to ask, who's your company?
Yeah. You guys.
Putting this on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just going to ask you to leave then. Shut it down.
Yeah.
No, it is a lot of fun. I've helped out with one, and it's very positive vibe in there.
Yeah.
It's good. Everyone should get down if they can.
All right. We're going to move on to part two. We've got the percentage game coming up. For everyone at home, Goose is going to explain the rules.
Under the table.
Wake up. He's been cozy under there.
Give him a kick.
The rules. The closest to the actual percentage gets 3 points. The second closest gets 2, and the furthest away gets 1 per question. There's still the easy and hard rules, so if you get one question right and you're in the easy rules, you get 5 points closer to the answer. On the hard rules, if you get one wrong, you get 5 points further away. The most points at the end over the 10 questions wins.
All right, that was very well explained. So we've got 10 questions. We have a general knowledge round this week. Is anyone really confident in their general knowledge?
I don't understand when people say that they're not good at general knowledge, because that can be
We'll find out after this.
Yeah. That's right. But are we good at this specific 10
segments
of general knowledge?
This is the most general of general knowledge. That's all we have here. Okay. So answer percentage for everything and a team name by question number 5.
Right on.
Okay.
Let's get going.
Feeling generally confident.
Okay.
Good. Don't put that in.
Don't put that in.
Question 1.
Just going to turn Mark's microphone.
Question 1. Sacramento is the capital of which American state? So.
And draw that flag?
Yeah. And draw the flag.
Answer. I don't want to give too much away by saying what kind of flag it is. Answer in percentage. Sacramento is the capital of which American state? Answer. How many teams got this right as well? Okay. Julie and Mark a lot more confident than Scott is. 50 states.
Never even really been good at picking the difference between just a state and not a state.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, that bodes well. Scott, you said?
New Jersey. That's not a state though, is it?
Mark?
California, yay.
California, Julie?
California.
It is California. Woo-hoo. With the nice flag as well.
Yep, that's a bear. It's supposed to be a bear. And it, interestingly enough, says California Republic on it, on the flag. Although it's never been a republic.
Sounds like a brand.
You're full of good facts today.
That's right.
It's like a t-shirt.
So it is California, but percentages, this is the important bit. Scott, your magic number is?
64.
Mark?
71.
71. And Julie?
42,
a bit lower. So 64, 71, 42. The answer is 75.6.
Oh,
well done.
So that means 3-2 Mark, 2-2 Scott, 1-2 Julie for that one.
Okay.
One down, 9 to go. Question 2. Question 2. Quentin Blake is famous for illustrating the stories of which author? Scott. So Quentin Blake is famous for illustrating the stories of which author? Answer in percentage.
So I need the author's name.
Yes. Don't write down Quentin Blake. Answer in percentage for this one. All right. I'm going to press you for time here. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Everyone turn those whiteboards around. Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah. That's basically
it. Scott. We'll go with you first, Scott.
That's a good response.
You said...
Oh, I completely blanked and went for J.K. Rowling.
The Rowling.
Which I know it's not right.
Mark.
Roald Dahl.
Roald Dahl. And Julie.
Roald Dahl.
Roald Dahl. It is Roald Dahl for that one.
Keep on rolling here.
It does look a lot like what she drew.
He does sort of funny noses.
Yeah.
They're very distinctive.
I'm aware. I know. Thank you, Louis. I know what a Roald Dahl image looks like.
Okay, percentages. Scott, was your number?
59%.
59. And then Mark?
92.
And Julie?
87.
59, 92, 87. It is 90.
Ooh.
But
yeah. There you go.
Because of the rules, you get 5 closer because you got it right. Ah. So that means you are the closest that one. So you get 3 points.
Excellent.
Then 2 Thank away, you. 2 points for Mark, and 36 away is 1 point for Scott.
I've been robbed
for that one.
Robbed.
Question 3.
Please tell me those are the hardest questions in the room.
Well, question 3, I feel like someone might have an advantage here for this one. Question 3, in which month is Mother's Day celebrated in the UK? Oh, no. Do you know when it is in Australia?
I know what it is in Canada.
Okay.
When is it in Canada?
See, Mark's a good son.
Should I? I shouldn't say.
No, don't.
Not yet. I'll tell you.
You'll find out soon enough.
I mean, it's a multiple choice, but it's a hard one.
Yeah. Answer in percentage. What's everyone put?
Gah, I was thinking that.
A little bit of a spread here. Scott, you said?
May.
May. And Mark?
I went April.
April and Julie?
March.
March.
I was trying to remember when I saw all the ads for Mothering Sunday. And I was
trying
like,
to remember when I was given breakfast in bed.
When was it that I saw those ads and thought, oh, I don't have to worry about that until May, because in Canada it's in May.
Oh,
you're good. Right for me.
So you are right. It's just, oh, well.
Yeah, he's wrong. The answer is March.
But also, you're wrong.
Yeah, it is March. It's
it has Ma.
We've had it. You know, it's got Ma in there.
Well, in Canada, it's always the second Sunday in May.
I get told by my sister when it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Your sister controls the date setting.
Yeah, and it was just recently in Australia as well. So,
percentages. You can get your points here. Scott, you said
87%.
87%. Mark?
10 more, 97.
97%. Julie?
94.
94%. Okay. So 87, 97, 94 with one correct answer. It is 84.4%.
Oh, nice one.
So
a lot of sad mothers out there.
That means
yeah.
3 points. To Julie, who's 4.6 away.
Okay.
Then 2 points to Scott, who's 7.6 away. And 1 point to Mark, who's 17.6 away. Miles away.
Miles away.
Question four. We've got some examples here. Primal Scream, Dizzy Rascal, PJ Harvey, and Young Fathers have all won which music award, which is also the name of a planet? Again, a big multiple choice. Answer in percentage for this one. Who knows their musical awards? Who knows their planets?
I know some.
You know, Sun.
Yep.
Everyone got something?
Yes.
Answer and percentage. Are we all good? Yeah? Yep. Okay, turn.
Yay.
All right.
All right.
We'll go around quickly here then. Scott, you said?
Mercury.
Mercury. Mark?
First planet from the sun.
Yep.
Mercury.
Mercury.
What's in a thermometer? Mercury.
Just to be clear.
And Julie?
Mercury.
Mercury as well. It is Mercury, the Mercury Music Prize.
Is that named after Freddie Mercury, or is it distinct? Or was Freddie Mercury named after the music prize?
Oh, was he named after the planet?
Was the planet named after him? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's a whole different question right there.
Jesus. We've uncovered something here.
It's the Illuminati
at work.
So everyone got it right. Percentages, though. This will be important now. Scott, you said?
78%.
78. And then Mark?
75.
75. And Julie?
83.
83. Oh, everyone's pretty close here.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a 78, 75, and 83. It comes out at 77.8.
Oh.
So we have a tie. Both only 0.2 away is Scott and Julie.
Wow.
So you'll share 2 points each.
Oh, man.
Mark's a humongous 2.8 away.
Oh, that's disappointing. One point.
He gets
that's,
1 point.
Wow.
That's disappointing for you and also for us for being so close but having to share.
Yeah, but having to share it. But what a moment. What a moment.
That's it. Question five. Straight to the point. What is the longest motorway in the UK? We've all got experience here.
I don't know.
Yeah, I frequently take to the motorways.
I understand what it is. Do you have a favorite motorway, Scott?
I do.
I mean, don't say it.
I'm not going to say it.
I mean, just in case it's one in the
it's
same.
It's not here. In this country, no. Oh, God, right. No.
You're terrible motorways over here. Longest motorway. Everyone got an answer and a percentage? I'm excited. What people put.
I hate it when Louis looks at my things.
Is that a paper size, Scott?
We'll do Scott last here. We'll go reverse order. Julie, you said?
The M6.
The M6. Mark, you went for?
The M5.
The M standing for?
Motorway.
Scott, what did you put?
The A9.
The A9.
I was so confident for as well. Fuck's sake.
Auto route.
Yeah.
The A9.
The German word for motorway.
Yes.
I can give you the answer. The answer is the M6.
Yay.
Is the longest one.
I don't know if I've even been on that before.
No.
Running from Rugby to Gretna. There you go. For anyone living in Gretna, it's for you. Percentages. Let's see what people wrote down. So everyone still got there. Scott, you went for?
80.
80. And Mark?
58.
Ooh, lower. 58. And Julie?
64.
64. All right. So everyone's above 50, which is good because it's above 50 as well. Ooh. It is just above 50. 51.1%.
Oh, this is terrible.
For that one.
This is horrible. Can we just do 5 questions?
But Mark got it wrong. So it's 3 points to Julie,
God.
2 points to Mark, and 1 point to Scott.
So it pushed me further away, didn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. One right answer, one wrong answer. It turns the tables. And now we can do team names.
Okay, so this team is called Gyoza's Ghoulies.
Nice.
Oh, with a little pug in the corner there.
Yeah.
For the wrong reason, it's making me hungry.
Yeah.
Really go for a
yeah. Go for ghoulie. A pug. No.
Oh, I mean Gyoza. Just now.
Mark, your team name?
I am the very model of a modern major general knowledge.
Hi.
Wow, nice.
Yeah. Pirates of Penzance.
I'll get it in there. And then Scott.
In a competition of which clothes item is loved by kids most, it's a tie.
Oh, hey, look at that. Guy.
Whatever. It's a shame it doesn't get any points. All right, we can continue. Question six. Selina Kyle is the real name of which female comic book character? So Selina Kyle, S-E-L-I-N-A space Kyle, is the real name of which female comic book character? Some blank faces here. This could be a game changer here, right? I'm really enjoying all the visual ones. Scott, what have you put? Okay, so Scott, you said...
Batgirl.
Batgirl and... Mark?
I also said Batgirl.
Batgirl. And Julie?
I've got Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel. Right. The answer is Catwoman.
Oh!
Catwoman. It's the opposite to a Batgirl.
She's a Catwoman.
That was close.
Yeah.
A woman is a cat.
In the same universe.
but percentage, this is, you know, what's important. Scott, you said?
41%.
41. Mark?
34.
Four, Julie?
60.
41, 34, and a 60. It is 83.3.
Wow. Oh, boy.
God, we're really out of touch already.
Yeah. Really far away. Boy. The least farthest away, 3 points to Julie, who's 23 away. Then 2 points to Scott, who's only 47 away. And 1 point to Mark, who's over 50 points away. For that one.
That's okay.
50-50, this one. Oof. So who has achieved more number one singles in the UK? Is it Kylie Minogue or Rihanna? It looks like you're drawing a picture, Scott, which worries me. Turn them. What? I need your tie.
I just can't please you today, Louis.
Okay, Scott, what did you say?
Kylie.
Kylie.
Of course he'd say you'd Kylie. You'd just be
patriotic as fuck. Yeah, yeah, I am.
Do you know Kylie?
Personally?
Selena Kylie. Mark, you said?
Rihanna.
Rihanna. And Julie?
I've got Rihanna.
Rihanna. So, you both threw umbrellas as well.
Yeah.
Yes. Very.
My name is Under the Umbrella.
Yeah, it's a very in-date reference.
Yes.
When the sun shines, you can shine together.
So, it's close, but with more UK number one singles, it's Rihanna.
Oh, yay. Do you have the numbers there, Louis?
8-7.
Oh, there you go.
Tight. But percentages, time for your numbers. What did you put?
73%.
73. Mark?
78.
78. Whoa. And Julie?
54.
54. I can tell you the answer is 51.1. What? Pretty much half.
Half.
Yeah.
Sensible.
Well, I guess with 8-7 it is that close. So.
Yeah. So that
only
is...
as tight as Kylie's hot pants.
3 points...
There you go.
To Julie. And then because Mark got it right, it's a tie between you two.
Yes.
We've never had a tie for last. I don't know if it's 2 points or 1 point.
I guess you give 1 point each.
Well, you said it. 1 point each.
Well, at least I dragged you back with me.
No, no, that's fair. We give up 5 points if it's a tie the other way, and this is five as well.
Yeah.
Then, what are we on? Question eight. We're on to now. So, true or false, YOLO has been added to the Oxford English Dictionary. Is that a truth or a lie? Scott, you said...
True.
True. Mark?
True.
True. And Julie?
True.
True. It is true.
Yay.
It's in there. We'll do percentages straight away. Scott, your number was?
68.
68. Mark?
73.
73. And Julie?
62.7. I'm just hedging my bets.
62.7. All right.
Someone's confident.
62.7. The answer is... 84.4.
Oh, yes.
So that's 3 points to Mark. And I think because you put that 0.7, you're slightly further away now. if you'd rounded up, you would have been tied with Scott. Scott is 16.4 away, and I'll you're 16.7 away. So it's 3-2-1.
That's so funny.
Question nine. Popular on the internet, how else would you know graphics interchange format? So popular on the internet, how else would you know graphics interchange format? Answer and percentage. Getting technical. Everyone got an answer? Percentage?
Yep.
3-2-1, go. Scott, you said...
GIFs.
There we go. I knew you were going to say that.
Mark? Midway. GIF.
GIF. And Julie?
GIF.
GIF.
It's a hard and a soft. I mean, if it starts
soft
with...
G.
If the G's for graphics, it's got to be GIF, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Who says GIF? Graphics.
That's what we should call it from now on.
Those animals with long necks.
Graphics.
Graphics. Jurassic Park.
Yes. Graphics, interchange format, GIF is the answer for that one. Percentages. Another important one here. Scott, you went...
97.
To the top.
Mark.
Yeah. 93.
93. And Julie?
92.
92. I crossed out 99.
Definitely feeling
close.
90s close.
Yeah. It's in the 90s. It just depends how many old people have been at the quiz.
Yeah.
So a 97, 93, and a 92. It is 93.3.
Oh,
who's amazing. Getting that wrong?
But
old people.
That
old
means
people.
1 point.
It's a virus.
To Scott, who's 3.7 away. 2 points to Mark.
Oh, yeah.
And
of course.
Because on easy rules, 3 points to Julie for that one.
To be 0.3 away and
taking you all the way.
2 points.
Really? Yeah.
Unreal.
How's it feel? How's it feel?
Dreadful.
And then question 10, the last one. We're going to finish, go full circle, do geography at finish.
Okay.
Question 10. What is the capital city of Mexico? Who knows their Mexico? Oh, this could be make or break here. Okay, 3-2-1, go.
That's all right then.
Okay, right. Scott, you said...
Mexico City.
Mexico City. Mark, you wrote down...
Mayseek host CD. That's from an old game of Mad Gab, I think I have. Yeah. I've always remembered it.
Madness.
Mayseek host CD.
Probably the maddest, the maddest gab.
Presuming that's Mexico City.
Yeah.
And Julie?
Mexico City.
Mexico City as well. It is Mexico City for that one. Percentages, for one last time. Scott?
89%.
89.
Twins. Over
yeah.
There.
Mark?
97.
97. And Julie?
89 as well.
89.
Ah!
89, 97, 89. It's 93.3.
Oh,
for the second time in a row, Mark is pipped.
Pipped at the line.
Because he's on tough rules. So 3 points to Julie,
woo-hoo!
2 points to Mark, 1 point to Scott, who is again a massive 4.3 away. Humongous.
Wow.
But there we go.
I don't think I've never had one of these games that's been
so shit
so leapfroggy like this one.
Oh, it's
I mean, yeah, you two are having a great battle over there.
Oh, yeah. Julie's got this though.
That leads us on to the final scores. It's funny you should say that, Scott. In third place on 15 points from 10 questions is Scott.
Hey,
well done, Scott. I don't think he got any
3 points.
3 point at all. Then second on 18 points.
Only three more.
Three ahead. Second's Mark.
All right. Mark.
Nice. Good job.
Hipped.
I wouldn't have been that, though, if it was different rules.
Winning, and I don't think we've seen such a high score.
What?
I crushed it.
25 points.
Oh, yes!
Wow. Julie wins, destroying the field.
You.
Dropped 5 points.
That's amazing.
Mad.
Yeah. Finally a guest that understands the system.
So we tried to make it as difficult as possible, but...
Whew. I mean, you come back on and you're going to be in harsh rules for the next time.
I think it's time for us to change the quiz rules again.
Yeah.
Flying away there.
Ooh. No, well done.
Oh, thank
that
you.
Was good. That was good. That was very exciting.
The people.
That was very exciting.
That was cool.
Wow. Yeah, there we go. It's a good achievement.
Nice way to finish Friday.
Yeah. Flying high.
Yeah, there we go. Congratulations.
Yeah, so if you're looking for, you know, something to spice up an event or entertainment for an event, a company or charity event, we're happy to do that here at Goose's Quizzes. I know that we do it for Kids Love Clothes. What do you think about it, Julie?
Yeah.
Is it a good idea?
Oh, yeah. It's been great. And thank you for supporting us again this year. And hopefully all the years going forward, you guys are very professional, organized. And yeah, a lot of fun. You really make the night.
Oh, thanks. Too kind.
Yeah. Flawless. Well done.
It was really nice.
Well done.
Not so sour on you winning now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I don't know. I would sort of be if I was you as well.
Yeah, I mean, I only said that to be polite. I will be forever.
You're miles behind, Scott. Yeah. It's not your day. Oh, but yeah, but there we go. Just before we wrap up, if you want to remind people how they can get in touch or help out with KLC stuff.
Yeah, thanks very much. So if you're interested in helping us out, whether that's for us to come to your place and give you clothes to sort out, or whether you'd like to come down to our unit in Ratho, we'd love to hear from you, and you can get in touch info@kidsloveclothes.co.uk. Check us out our Facebook page, and by the time you hear this, the website will be live too, www.kidsloveclothes.co.uk, and we'd love to hear from you. Thank you.
Okay, well, that's it for this episode of the GQHQPQ.
Flag podcast.
Flag podcast. That's our next spinoff. Yeah, but Sheldon stole that from me. So, my name is Mark, and I'll say goodbye, as will Louie.
Goodbye.
Scott.
Goodbye.
And Julie.
Goodbye.
The champion. Listen to that pride in her voice.